time for bad takes here with Jay Monique. We're going to give you some today, really exciting takes for you. Also, folks, I want to remind you to the top of the bad takes segment, check out all our old bad takes at BossManShow.com. Thank you for your support of the bad takes segment. We love you guys. Thanks so much for your support. Keep doing what you're doing. Jay, I turn up you to bring us your two stories of the week here for this week's bad take segment.
All right. A woman puts octopus on her face and ends up in the hospital. The Washington woman's photo with an octopus not only went viral, but it also led to a serious infection after it bit her tent. Her name is Jamie Biscaglia, and she's participating in the Salmon Fishing Derby in Tacoma Narrows.
Wow.
And she realized she probably wasn't going to win that event. However, she saw another opportunity for glory when she saw an octopus one of her friends had caught. And she said, this is coming from her. I grabbed it off the hook and said, take a picture for the photo contest. She put the octopus on her face and said the tentacles covered her ears and nose. It was perfect for a fun photo, except when the octopus bit down on her chin. Her friends noticed that her face had changed and said, we couldn't get to dislodge. It was like a prong. Although she eventually freed herself from the octopus, she bled a lot for 30 minutes afterwards, and she had to go to the hospital, of course.
Okay, forgive me for sounding ignorant. I know an octopus had teeth or it could bite you. I wasn't aware of that.
Neither did I.
So, at least it's not me. I was like, I'm not a dummy or nothing, but I did not know that they could bite or had teeth to bite you. I wasn't aware that, so Squidward bit her pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of them. I don't know if they have to, I don't see their mouths. I just see, like, long crap come off their bodies. I'm like, I don't see it, but I guess. But jellyfish, starfish, any fish at a beach. You know, I know people can't get that word correct around here, but at a beach. There are weird animals there, like weird seafood, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a seafood kind of a guy. I'm not an animal person. But there are weird stuff around beaches and water. And you can't mess with them, obviously. A jellyfish will sting you. I know that. I think a starfish will, too, right? Won't a starfish sting you as well?
I believe so.
Yeah, like, so these aquatic animals will get you if you mess with them, right? So, once again, leave them in their domain. But this woman took another level, Jay. She gonna willingly put this joke on her face.
Yeah. For a photo contest. I'm sorry. I'm not going through all that just for a photo contest. But what, she can glorify and so-called win this contest? There's other ways of winning the contest. And if you take an L, you take an L. Now she done took an even bigger L by trying to be greedy and being quite stupid by putting an octopus on her face.
Yeah, that's like putting a crab on your face, a lobster, a crawfish. These things have, what do they call, like tentacles or fangs or whatever they're called. I don't know. I'm not an animal person. Forgive me. I'm not an animal person. I don't know. I know they have these different long things that they have there. I guess to their hand, maybe. I don't know. I'm not an aquatic expert. Yeah, claws. Whatever those things are called. Whatever those jabronis have that I don't understand or care to understand about. Whatever they have, claws or whatever. They can hurt you. Now, I've seen a dummy, not going to name any names, Jay, that rides a bus, who tried to take some lobster out of the live tank at Publix to know if.
Oh, wow.
Then got mad and poured gain inside of it and killed them all at Publix.
Dang.
Just left the office a few minutes ago. But he did that.
Homeboy tripping.
They tried to attack me like, Honduras, boss.
He was bothering them.
Quote, I thought they were ants, boss. You thought they were ants. You thought a lobster was an ant.
Those are two very different creatures.
That's what Scott told me.
So he decided to pour laundry detergent in there. I mean, seriously?
This ain't been sending me since he's going to get any raid to finish them off with, you know?
So the people that work at Publix didn't see him doing that?
They did not.
Wow.
But they all tapped out fast. I mean, I guess lobsters are better dead than alive anyway, I guess. So, I mean, man, did them a favor. Who knows? But, like, yeah, try to attack your hand so you hit them with washing detergent. And take them all out at one time. So, that's what I'm talking about. We as humans need to quit messing with animals in their domain, whether it be water animals, land animals, I guess sky animals, which be the eagles and the birds and stuff like that. Let them do their things. Or you won't end up in the hospital like this lady with bleeding. I don't bleed to death because you're an octopus or squid bite you. So, yeah, lady, your mind right. You jabroni. The Pacific Ocean's calling your name up there in Washington. Jump fast. You reached your climax.
Hey.
Got here.
A South African restaurant only serves food made from insects. Yum yum, I guess. A South African company is promoting sustainable protein alternatives with a pop restaurant serving only foods derived from insects. The Insect Experience, a pop-up location of good food hall in Cape Town, features only menu items that use various edible insects as sources of protein. The pop-up is operated by Gourmet Grub, a company founded by food scientist Leah Vessa and her partners. The company offers Ento milk, a milk alternative made from the black soldier fly, as well as dairy-free ice cream made from the milk. We sort of wanted to try and create a viable protein alternative that is sustainable, ethical, and could really create quite positive change going into the future. The Insect Experience build a South African restaurant to use insects as the exclusive source of protein. So if you go there, don't expect to get a steak or no chicken. You're only going to get whatever bugs that they got.
This is my question. How do bugs retrieve? How are you retrieving the bugs? So I can catch a lightning bug or a firefly or a June bug or a Japanese beetle. How are they corralled?
That's a good question. It doesn't say in here. I mean, they probably catch them from wherever. I don't know. Probably go into the forest or into the woods and catch them. Either way, it sounds disgusting.
See me to eat wasps, hornets, dragonflies, cicadas, locusts, crickets, grasshoppers. Just seen a big grasshopper on my car today. It threw me off. And that sucker, okay, forgive me again, Jay. Are they jumping or are they flying?
They jump.
What are they doing? I said he wasn't flying. He was jumping.
Yeah, they jump.
It pissed me off. But it threw me off. Like, so why don't want that? That's nasty. I'm people eat worms and crickets in Georgia. I don't understand that. I don't know why you want fried cricket. I don't get that.
Neither do I. It doesn't sound tasty at all. I don't care how much protein it has. I don't want it.
Just talking about it, my face is scrunched up. I'm gonna pick. Talking about it. It's like, ugh. And how much do you charge for these delightful insects? I mean, it's some souped up high price. Like it's so healthy. It's keto approved. All that kind of garbage.
More than likely, they're calling it gourmet. So anything with the word gourmet in always has a higher price, but it doesn't actually say. But I'm just going to assume that they charge higher prices for people to eat insects for dinner.
I don't know what's worse. That barnless dog's in, the dog's drinking wine, and I'm telling you a story about, or this.
The dog drinking wine was pretty bad, but I don't know. I think this one's worse. Like, you literally have a restaurant right now that literally only serves insects. So if you walk in that restaurant, you get to a table. Only thing on the menu is, like, insects, made of insects.
Yeah, I'll literally pull up and I'll literally drive off immediately. I want to get out of my car, but oh, that's what this is. I'm going to my car. Have a good day. I'm good.
And they make it look so regular, make it look like real food, but it's actually made from insects. That's the crazy part about it.
Yeah, the insects I see eat crap. If you burn your head in the ground, you're eating crap off trees and bushes. I don't want to eat you.
Exactly. That's the thing about it.
Like, no, I'm good. Like, people doing the most right now. Like, no, I'm good, player. Nope, not happening. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Yeah, that's pretty nasty. South Africa, for your terrible restaurant, your mama should barely see a dance with a pool without. No more talk. Like, what he said. Like, that's a dumb idea. Okay, let's have a poll here, real fast, informal poll. What's dumber, pouring Gatorade out of a lobster tank, an insect restaurant of all insects, or allowing dogs to lap up wine out of a dog bowl at a bar? What is stupider?
This is a pretty hard decision because all of them sound pretty stupid.
Or let me go for a bonus one, honorable mention. Going to Popeye's and buying $5 and basically a 20 piece for spicy. That was pretty dumb too.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, they want spicy. How do you know this? Did they tell you this? Like, look, last take before we go. I get animals have some brains. I get that. But they can't tell you what they want in other miles. Now, once again, I can assume they like something by how fast they eat it, maybe. But they want spicy. They didn't tell you that. You're assuming they want spicy. They didn't tell you. I'm just saying, we gotta quit putting human effects on animals, please. But we'll get to that more later in the show here on the Boss Man Show. That's a bad take segment for you here on the Boss Man Show. Check out all our segments at BossManShow.com. Thank you for your support. And thanks. We out.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there. Your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
All right, folks, back to Boss Man Show, Bad Take segment for you. Jay, I want you to listen to you a take that I experienced this past weekend. I went to a comedy club. I'll keep it nameless. But the comedy club this weekend. And I was disappointed to see how I paid $20 a seat, Jay, for one of those old school chairs at the school lunch table. That's pretty much where we was at. They had like those small school lunch tables set up. Like, you know how I had those like those seats on them, like the long little spin that you sit on the little thing they fold up at the end of the day after school. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's what they had.
Dang.
Comedy club.
That's right? Not good.
So I paid $20 a spot on a bench, pretty much. What they call them little lunch tables? What are they actually called? But they fold up after school's over. Man. They put them in the corner. How they did, they ain't do it. And it was a very tight space. Very tight space, right? They only had real tables up by the stage, okay? But it wasn't even sold out, though. You know what I'm saying? So if your 7:30 show is not sold out, why do you have a sitting like sardines? You know what I mean?
Exactly. They could have spread y'all out.
And, you know, when you have seating like that, you have to accommodate people's different body types and body sizes. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got people scrunched up and uncomfortable, can't really enjoy the show, the energy ain't same, and because you're not comfortable, right? You know, you're all scrunched up. But it's the 7:30 show, right? It's not going to be really filled up at 7:30 on Saturday night. Not in summertime, it's not going to be. How about give a little bit more atmosphere while moving people up close to the stage? Because the lunch table seats cost $20, the stage costs $40. Now, people like say, why don't you get seats by the stage? Because comedians seem to mess with people who are right by the stage. I wouldn't, because you know.
They always do.
So I would have said something back. And that's not probably what they would have happened. So I did myself a favor by me and who I personalized with. Sitting off, tucked off, and I didn't know it was a little lunch table, right? And it was disappointing. But this was another wrinkle, Jay. They make you get 2 items per person. Like, required.
They force you guys to buy 2 items per person?
Correct.
To be at the show? I never heard of it.
Yes. And it's souped up and overpriced. Okay, so I got the cheapest thing on the menu, right? An Angus burger and fries cost $13.99.
Dang, yeah, that's quite high.
My drink, a Blue Crush, $14.99.
For a drink?
Yes.
That sounds a highway robbery.
Yes. The person I was with, $13.99 for shrimp and fries. The guy said, got it. So, $14.99. So, Jay, that's basically. That's. $14. That's pretty much $28, $50 already before you get started, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, we get Sprites. Sprites cost for $9.99 for a cup of Sprite. So. You're forced to buy 2 items a piece. There's no refills on your drinks, which is fine with you. It's fine with you. Then the food comes out late as I don't know what. And the headliner's out there. So the headliner's upset. People are eating their food, not paying them no attention. Y'all ain't getting none of my jokes, right? It was a bad setup. And it makes it worse. Okay. I get the tickets, so I don't know when they know the comedian about to finish up, and they go and start giving you a ticket, right? So, the ticket, right? It was like $90-something. I'm like, what the? It didn't cost this bag that much. They add in a 22% gratuity to
22%?
Yes.
Oh, these people are just robbing you guys all over the place from every angle. That's what it sounds like.
Not from 18% to 15%. 22%.
But, yeah, everything was overcharged.
But it gets better. On top of the gratuity, I asked for 64 tip. What tip? The gratuity is your tip.
You guys already had to pay the gratuity, so you guys shouldn't have to pay a separate tip if you guys already had to pay gratuity.
I look at this fool like, we said, what am I tip? You got your tip. The gratuity charge you I didn't ask for.
Well, I know I'm not going to that place, wherever that place is at.
I'll tell you off the air. Well, I'll tell you off the air. If God wants to bite your hand, they could possibly feed. So I will tell you. But think about this. You're trying to, okay, you want a tip on top of a gratuity I didn't even ask for.
Yeah, it's like double tipping.
Okay, so let's just do the math on it. The two seats was 40. Plus a 410 service fee for each seat, right? Which I was doing service fees for. Whatever. So 48.20 before I get started, right? Then I have to go in here and buy two items per person. Two. Not one.
I think that was the worst part, was them forcing guys to buy something. You shouldn't have to be forced to buy anything.
And you heard the prices. $14.99 yep. For a drink. So the drinks were $30, right? My food's $28. So I'm at $58 for having, that's what your requirement. I'm at $58 bucks already, okay? Then two sprites for $4 a piece. So now I'm at $6 now. And then this gratuity come back at 22%. I'm up at $91. What are you doing?
That's crazy.
And he had like, what about my tip? Yo, tip. Your gratuity is your tip, my man.
Exactly.
What the heck you talking about? A dadgum tip? No, that's not. That's a club gratuity. Well, I'm sorry, brother. You just SOL, brother. That's a club gratuity. So you mean to tell me they wanted me to pack their gratuity, right? And then tip him? On top of their gratuity?
I never heard of that. This is ridiculous.
And I'm like, ain't no way. I told the person who I was with, that was a ripoff.
Yeah, it was.
So, pretty much, I spent almost $150. I spent $150 for about an hour and 45 minute comedy show.
Yep.
That I'm not even gonna lie. The football actually really wasn't that funny. It really wasn't that funny. You know, the headliner, he's known, he was funny. But the warm-up acts wasn't funny, but it gets better. You know, as you exit the club, you can take pictures with the comedians, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take pictures with the comedian. Each picture was $20 with each of the comedian, right?
Oh, no.
Yes. You want a picture? No, I don't. You sure? I'm very sure. I'm not about to pay you any more amount of money you done ripped me off of all night. And I heard him. Are you going to tip the photographer? Tip the photographer? Is that what it is?
Tip the photographer?
Is that what we're doing now? I was pissed.
Oh, I knew you were. I'm perplexed hearing about it.
I see it. Never again. Like, I can take pictures with the comedian. I get all that. But $20?
Mm-hmm.
And then the comedians are selling DVDs and CDs out of their backpacks. Now, maybe I miss something, but those aren't popular anymore, right?
They really are not. Nobody's buying DVDs or CDs.
They're not selling them to the $10, get my CD, my DVD, my comic. Sir.
I know, right?
And us for the moms, I don't think you're that funny. So, why? Like, no, I'm not doing this. So, yeah, the comedy clip ripoff. It was a ripoff. It was just,
I agree.
One bad take off another comedy clip, my man. Have again. I'm not doing this anymore. You gotta find another comedy clip, but it ain't a ripoff. I'll give you a hint. You know the comedy club where Cat Williams got into it and got chased by a gun? Remember that Jory relationship?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was at.
Oh, okay.
Where he was chased from by that woman's husband. I was there. So, if y'all know where it happened, that's where I was at. It was my first time ever going to that place. The last time going to.
Yeah, you're not going ever again.
I would have more fun at Walmart. I would save me a lot of money.
And people there probably would have funnier.
Exactly.
And they're not even comedians.
Exactly. And also, before I go, the guy on the side still kept on firing off scuds. I was behind. This man is cracking off gas the whole show.
Oh.
I mean, it takes pay already. It didn't get reverberate off day after that dang bit. It was bad.
He should have went to the bathroom for that.
He just kept on firing them off. Like, what is this? I want to punch him in his face. Where the type of you just firing off scuds out of your behind? Like, what are you doing, sir? We all do it, but come on, man. You want to tie his face, just firing them out like, like, really? And he had some chili cheese nachos, too, which probably helped matters. I was like, Lord.
You poor thing. You had a horrible night.
I did, folks. If you go to the comedy club where Cat Williams was chased with a gun at, that's the way all it went down there, folks. So that is bad takes. On the Boss Man Show. Check us out always. BossManShow.com.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech, and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show. Down with the Boss Report. Jay, we talked about this over the past few weeks. The Boss Report's been getting worse and worse and worse. And I don't know what's going on with these people in our state of Florida and just in our world, period, Jay. I'm confused by what's going on.
I'm confused, too.
It's getting worse, people. It's going to be bad today as well. I'm looking at the stories right now. It's going to be bad, bad, bad. So here we go, folks. Been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. First story, Jay, is this. It starts off in Florida, which is bad. Oh, man. A Florida man arrested trying to take acorn woman's behind while he will try to rejuvenate from the sun that he can get off.
Oh, gosh. There's, like, a couple things wrong. But first of all, the fact that he's trying to take acorns of a woman's behind, and the fact that he's trying to rejuvenate from the sun.
Exactly.
What is
that? I don't know what that even means.
I don't even know what that means either.
That's a terrible take, sir. I don't know what that even means. Rejuvenate from the sun. I mean, trying to get your Johnson back up or your energy's down. I don't understand what that even means.
Yeah, and I don't get how he attempted to by, you know, trying to shove acorns out of a woman's behind.
Yeah, that's a pretty poor take by him, for sure. Very poor take by him. Ooh-wee, Florida doing already. We got this. Jay-Z is going to partner with the NFL to form a social justice initiative and produce a halftime show. But Twitter has questioned because he knew Super Bowl last year because Colin Kaepernick not been in the NFL, but now he partnered with the NFL, so... Jay, he's getting questioned, like, what's really good? Did he sell out? Was he bought by the NFL? A deal he couldn't tear down? So, what are your thoughts on Jay-Z? All of a sudden, last year said, no, I'm not down with y'all. Now, all of a sudden, he's partnering with them going forward.
Yeah, that sounds a bit hypocritical that, you know, he didn't show up at the Super Bowl last year, you know, because of what happened with Kaepernick. But now he's partnering with the same people that he wasn't, you know, personally agreeing with. So I'm going to take it as my, this is just my opinion, I'm going to take it as kind of like money talks in a way. It's kind of like, yeah, he was all for social justice, you know, this and that, but as soon as NFL offered a check or whatever amount of money he's going to make, now it's kind of like, okay, bump that.
Exactly. Same with Cardi B. Cardi B wouldn't perform in the Super Bowl, but she performed in Super Bowl parties outside of the Super Bowl. You're still in town making money performing NFL events. Just not doing like... They're trying to have that cake and eat too. They're trying to have it both ways. No.
Yeah.
Either you with us or you not. Make your mind up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I understand it. Let's be real. If you want to make money, fine. Don't try to say you're for the culture, but then you but you want to make money from the people who hold the truth, trying to demean the culture or demean what we got going on or our dishes we're trying to make people aware of in this country. So, I'm not going to lie. I love with respect for Jay-Z Day. I really did. Because that really rubbed me the wrong way. Either you will us or you're not. Either you're in or you're not. You can't put a foot, both feet in there, on the side of the fence. I'm not going for that. So, nope, Jay-Z, you're not going to get my spoon on that one. Here we go. You can't be serious. British cops say social media users who are mocking a faintly follicled pharmaceutical felon could be investigated for criminal acts. Really?
So who's going to be investigated for criminal acts? A social media user?
Yeah, for joking on dude who ain't got much hair.
I mean, it's freedom of speech. How is somebody going to jail because they were joking around?
I know, right?
Oh, these people need to stop it.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't get it. Here we go. What in the topless top line? Ex-porn star Mia Khalifa says she only made $12,000 from her coil classics.
She only made $12,000 from doing porn?
Yes.
Oh, that's a rip-off. My whole thing is somebody going to give their body away like them just basically exploit themselves for somebody else's adult entertainment. At least get paid for it. It's like, I look at it like this. Go big or go home. That's crazy.
Exactly. $12,000 for a girl. Not good at all. And we got this. Certified sexologist and love hip-hop star Carly Red talks about her Smithereens smashing the novel and says she has a $300,000 sex toy deal that she can get for other people. What's a sex toy deal? What's that kind of deal? Really?
I didn't even know that sex toy deal. I must have missed the mark here. Wow. The sex toy deal? So she's getting paid $300,000 for a sex toy?
Yes, to market sex toys and use them and show how they work. And that's pretty much the top point of what she's doing.
Pretty much. That's what that is.
It's like, come on. And we got this. Ooh, chili. Wendy gets hot girl handsy with Rick Ross and Meek Mill at Port of Miami 2 Allen Police Party. Wendy admits she knew about Kevin Hunter's Dirty Dog ways, but she denies having a Hot Girl Summer remix with Meek Mill and Rick Ross. Really?
Okay, so she was dipping in the Kool-Aid too while homeboy was out doing his dirt?
Yes, she was.
Oh, so they was both doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, she was over here looking a hot mess a few months ago because of the news coming out. Or finding out about her husband cheating. Yeah. Oh, Wendy, get it together.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to say this. I don't find her very attractive, so I don't see why they need anymore. She has some managed features, if you ask me, when she was bigger. She still has a managed feature as well. Nah, she ain't got nobody figure. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I do have to agree with what you said. Like, some of her features are, a bit questionable.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I don't want that. We got this. Kylie who? Jordan Wood and Megan Thee Stallion flaunt their real hot girl friendship in Hollyweird.
Okay, and this is news why?
Put it on my list. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Okay, yeah, so these two are friends,
I don't know why it's on my list. So I want to tell research, be better, please. Why is on my list? Thank you. I didn't get the punchline here. I don't understand why it's on the list either. I don't get it today. That's research is a bad take, research. Research is a bad take. That's terrible research. Oh, God. Oh, good. Here we go. That's terrible. Make my head hurt. Florida man runs from cops in a General Lee Dodge Charger after setting fire to his wife's home for biting his Johnson and drawing blood.
Oh, dang. These people's out of control.
Yes.
Setting a fire because he bit his Johnson? I mean, it's like going from 0 to 100.
Again, real quick.
It's like, where's the discussion happen at? It's like he just like went crazy and decided to burn the house down.
Exactly. Hoo-wee. Oh, yes. Great O's of the Florida. Here we go. Wow, this is bad. Florida man arrested after exposing his genitals to women while riding a Walmart scooter saying, quote, I'm disabled, but he's not.
I don't understand why these men, like, week after week after week, decide to expose their genital area to women who do not want them or know them. I mean, they keep doing this over and over again.
Everybody.
And he decides to tell them that he's disabled, but this is not. Okay, good for you. These women still don't want you.
Terrible. Oh, terrible, terrible, terrible. Lord, help us. Help us all, Lord. We got some priceless pity. Amber Rose is ruffled up a little bit because she made it in his greatest whores of all time list.
And she's disgruntled about it?
Yes, she is. She's very upset.
I don't get what else she expected.
Me neither.
I'm confused. Was it the same one that a few years ago she was doing the whole stop slut shaming and all this other stuff, and now she's complaining because she made the whores list?
She is.
It's a bit hypocritical. Stop it. She needs to get together. At least you made it on a list. Just be happy. All she has to do is to say, okay, stop slut shaming. That's all she has to say instead of getting all mad about.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. This is real close. That's close out to March 40th. Sad story right here. Monica Lewinsky going to produce an American Crime Story season based on the Bill Clinton scandal. Why are we having a story about her just giving him some hate?
Exactly.
Like, we can get that from porno or Carly Red soft porn. We can get that from her, too. We don't need you, Monica Lewinsky. Go away.
Exactly what he just said. It's like, okay, Monica knew Clinton was married. She still gave him head anyway. And now she's, like, trying to bank off of fame for it. It's like, dude, grow up. This was, like, 20-something years ago. She needs to get it together, too.
Yes. Oh, yes. So, Jay, we've come to part of this report. We're at the end of this report. What is your take on this version right here? What is your take on this particular report right here?
Oh, these people are too much, especially the guy that was flaunting his genitals in a Walmart park lot, talking about he's disabled, but they're not.
And the rejuvenation man and the acorn.
Yeah, the acorn thing, that pretty much got me too. Like, what?
Why are you walking around with a basket of acorns? Like, for real, my man, that's...
Exactly.
Like, I don't understand what I'm prepping for. I don't get that, sir. So, folks, after the report, check us out always. BossManShow.com.
And if you don't know, now you know.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at BlueberryProductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BlueBerry, Prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, WinterGuard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
All right, folks, back to the Boss Man Show. Time for the Boss Report. Oh, Jay, I'll tell you what, these men who are overly thirsty, overly excited, never going to get a woman. They never cease to amaze what they're trying to get a woman, always failing.
Always failing. And they still keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Exactly. I must say this, men. Grabbing a woman by her body, trying to touch her or enter her without her permission, not going to get you her number. It's going to get you an orange jumpsuit, not her number. I'm just saying.
Yep.
So, folks, been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. First story, Jesus, you remember the blue-eyed Felon Bay Jeremy Meeks? You remember?
I sure do.
Well, he and his billionaires, Chloe Green, has now called it quits due to infidelity in their relationship. Uh-oh.
So, when she and Jeremy was?
They didn't say who, but they said infidelity and broke them down.
Yeah, somebody was bound to cheat at some point in time. I'm thinking it was him. Because that whole, I don't know, that whole pretty boy swag type of thing, all this attention that he was getting, I'm thinking it was him.
Yeah, I think it was, too. Oh, my God, this headline's funny. It says, I can't read, baby. R. Kelly miserable in jail. And can't read family or his Bibles because he can't read.
He can't read, so how did he sing all those songs before?
Good question. I don't know. Maybe he has an audio or who knows, but claim he can't read.
I call BS on that. I don't think that he has a problem reading.
This is the way to get out of his issues, huh? I can't read. I don't know that one.
Yeah, to get sympathy.
Yes. Oh, yes. Florida man gets booked for urinating on drunk friend, leaving him on lawn to die. Gators.
Whoa, wow. How do you do that to your friend, though? I mean, this is like two bad takes in one on the Boss Report.
And the third bad take, he quote, owe him money for video games. Really?
You know what? So he decided to piss on his drunk friend, plus leave him there with gators lurking around, and then he just takes off and then leaves because he owed him money for video games?
Yes.
Yeah, who even meets with friends like that? Oh my god.
Exactly.
That's just wrong.
Oh, yes, indeed. What in the racism here? Jordan Landlord evicts white couple for having too many black visitors.
You can't do that. You can't tell somebody what color visitors that they can and cannot have. That's up to them. Them to go against some type of housing act or family.
I think it does. That is crazy. I think we made love, Jay. Don't know. Jay.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, she's back. We thought we lost her for a second. Yeah, that does violate some fair housing act or something that you can't have. Black visitors.
Yeah.
It gets worse. South Carolina, there was a racist note left on the door of a interracial couple telling the black man he better get his racial epithet word away from here and leave that juicy, thick Caucasian girl alone. She don't need to be around your scary Donkey Kong blankety blank.
Oh, wow. These people are just getting bold. It's like every time you turn around, it's like people are just getting more bold with the racism. And it's ridiculous.
I wonder where, because I'll start from the top.
Yes.
Oh, killer. Alabama woman tosses hot grease on horny man trying to break into her house to get him some. He said, quote, I saw her big booty in them track pants. I had to have them.
Okay, I don't blame the woman for this one. The hot grease is a bit extreme, but I don't blame her for this one. Somebody's trying to break into her home to try to get some. You dang on right. She ain't wrong.
Like my man, what are you doing? That's a terrible thing, sir.
Breaking and entering so that he can get some? The woman don't want you.
Oh, my goodness. I don't get it. I don't get it. Oh, my goodness. They got this Florida man arrested, claiming he was trying to catch a kitten, and he trashed home with icy hot baking soda and Ortho weed ego.
How does chasing a kitten around have anything to do with vandalizing home with icy hot baking soda and weed gone? How did that even happen?
Myth made it happen.
So you're chasing Myth. Around a kitten. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. This is even terrible worse. Naked Florida man arrested for stripping off clothes and masturbating at Park Community Center where they was hosting a new moms event for pregnant moms expecting babies in the neck before the end of the year. What are you doing, sir?
They don't want to.
They already have received what they needed to receive. It's just going inside of them.
Exactly.
It got
a while ago.
Oh, God. Help us, Lord. Help us.
Out of all the people who do that at, oh, gosh.
Yeah, really. That's pathetic. Oh, my goodness. Florida man arrested for urinating and masturbating on police car parked outside of Arby's.
Out of all the things to urinate on, instead of just simply going to the bathroom, I know Arby's has a bathroom in there. He decides to urinate on the police car. And then top it all off, he masturbates.
Yes.
He a fool. He deserves whatever happened to him.
Oh, goodness. It gets worse. Florida man arrested for vandalizing schoolhouse with pickles. Because his son's teacher wouldn't give him none. Jar pickles.
Wow. This is a parent who literally has nothing else to do with his time. Okay, the teacher irritated you by not giving your son pickles. That doesn't mean you go to the school and vandalize it with pickles. That's childish.
Very childish. Oh, my God. And it gets worse. Florida man gets into a fight with four other Florida men at Five Guys. All get arrested. So I guess you can say this, Jay. Five guys fought, arrested at Five Guys.
Mm-hmm. I see the irony there.
What a terrible take.
Terrible.
Oh, it gets worse. This happens in... Duval County. Man arrested after going up to his son's teacher's window and whacking off in front of the window to show the teacher what he was, quote, working with.
She doesn't want to know what he's working with. Sir, she don't want you. I don't know why these guys won't get it. They don't want you. They never did. And this isn't going to make them want them.
I'm going to go to the, quote, window and just whip out my Johnson and start whacking at it to get her attention. Remember, my man?
What happened to the traditional courtship, like courting? You know what I mean? Like, hello, ma'am. My name is so-and-so. Can I get your number? Or can we exchange numbers? These people are just randomly showing their genitals and thinking that that's cute, like they're going to get laid by doing that.
when did this become a thing? When did this become like a thing to do? When did this become like the way of picking up somebody? I missed that memo.
I missed it too. I'm wondering the same thing. Like, when did this become a trend? And why they keep on doing it, despite the fact they see bad things happening to the people before that did it. It's not working. Stop.
Exactly. Oh, goodness. Oh, yes. Florida men arrested for shooting at a van multiple times on I-95 because it wouldn't let him change lanes.
So he decided to shoot the van because it wouldn't let him change lanes? That's how we doing it now.
Yes, on I-95. Yes, indeed.
Dang.
Oh, what a bad take.
It is not even that serious. When you're on the 95, you're going to encounter all types of drivers. And sometimes they're really not going to let you over. It is what it is. They do it to everybody. Everybody goes through that. You're going to have people that are going to cut you off. They're going to slam on their brakes. They're not going to let you get over, you know, things like that. But, I mean, to go that far and shoot out the van's windows because they wouldn't let you over. So, wait.
Yeah.
Or speed up and cut them off. I mean, there's fucking around it.
Yeah, I know. I know I-95's off the gun range now.
Yeah, I see that. Oh, gosh. Terrible.
Yeah, two more. Last two to go. Florida woman, jealous of her ex-boyfriend, got a new girlfriend pregnant, rams her with a car, and cuts his Johnson off with a machete.
Okay, hold up. Let's start over again. Who broke up with who? Who got the girlfriend and knocked her up? What happened?
Okay, Florida woman, jealous of ex-boyfriend, getting a new girl pregnant, rams her with a Dodge Charger, and cuts his Johnson off with a machete.
Oh, dang. These people got way too much going on. Dang. Somebody got knocked up. Into with a car and got a Johnson cut off?
Yes, all in one story.
All in one story. They too much. Dang.
That's Sarasota for you. Sarasota.
Okay, I need to stay away from Sarasota.
On the check-in, Sarasota on check-in. Oh, yes, this happened. Oh, my God, this happened. This happened in Key West. Florida man arrested. The deputies found heroin in his rectum after he got picked up for trespassing and public drunkenness.
So this man knew that he was carrying, you know, illegal objects and decided to get drunk and trespass on somebody else's property?
Yes, in Key West.
How smart was that? I don't get it either. These people are crazy and stupid and everything.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. So, Jay, what is your take on this report we just ran through here?
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much got me with one of the last ones with the whole girl getting knocked up, homeboy getting rammed into, and getting his Johnson cut off. That was pretty crazy.
I'm still on my man going down in flames after that let his friend go pee on him and let him get ate by a gator.
One got me too. That was crazy.
So these stories are getting worse by the week, as I told you before we got started. Worse by the week. But to see the pattern of the works and getting worse by the week, check us out. BossManShow.com. You want to show up. Thank you for your support, people. Keep listening to us. Boss and Jay, Boss Support. Out.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know.